Morning, everyone, and I'm going to talk about profiling canopy light interception to predict and growth forms to predict forage quality and yield for meadowbrook grass legume mixtures. And I work with Dr. Anwar Islam and I acknowledge funding from Western Sahara. In this presentation, I'll give a brief background. I'll also give the approaches, the results, and also some conclusion and implications from the study. So to begin with, grass legume mixtures are valued because of their higher yields and nutritive value that compares to that of legume monocrop. And the main reason for this is the complementary use of light and mineral nutrients from the soil. And we see variations in growth in acclimation to light conditions from the constituent species. And for example, grasses display shed avoidance or elongated leaf structures to tap more light above the canopy, while legumes display shed tolerance where we have much broader leaves, and therefore this gives a higher leaf area to unit leaf mass, also referred to as specific leaf area. And therefore, you find a higher correlation between this trait and photosynthesis and also nitrogen concentration. On the other hand, crude protein for legumes is correlated with leaf weight ratio and also leaf, but an inverse relation exists between this variable and also the stem length and maturity. So we see increase in crude protein towards the top of the canopy, but an inverse trend exists where the acid detergent fiber and neutral detergent fiber increase towards the base of the crop canopy. So some of these traits have been used to predict or to formulate equations for predicting forage quality. And I'll just take a few best equations previously developed. For example, considering crude protein, we see a very strong R square coefficients in predicting this quality obtained from the mean stage by weight and also mean node count. Moving on to the maximum height for alfalfa in pure stunt, we find much higher R-square coefficients that predict acid detergent fiber and neutral detergent fiber. The situation is made much better when you add the stubble height, which gives accounts for 93% of variation in neutral detergent fiber. For mixed stand, if you consider just the alfalfa component, you get about 80% of variation accounted for by variation in maximum height for alfalfa alone. So this is important, but we don't have as much information that deals with light interception and leaf plant growth forms in predicting forage quality and dry matter. So that led us to the goal of this study, and we seek to develop simpler methods of estimating forage yield and quality to optimize production of forage grass legume mixtures. And to achieve this objective, we had two objectives to achieve this goal. The first one is to develop the equations from light interception and plant growth forms for meadowbrook grass alfalfa mixtures, and to test their suitability in predicting their yield and quality for these cropping systems. So I'll present the approaches that we took. We have an experiment established in the year 2013 at the University of Wyoming Sheridan Research and Extension Center, and the experiment has four treatments arranged in a randomized complete block design. The first one is the alfalfa monocrop. The second one is the meadowbrook grass monocrop. and the two are in mixtures with different seeding ratios. The first one is a mixture containing 50% of alfalfa, and the second one is a mixture with 30% of alfalfa. So we took several different data to determine our, to test our hypothesis. And the first one is the light, intercepted light, obtained at 5 centimeter intervals of the canopy. And this was used, this was captured with this light meter, and this measured the intercept, the photosynthetic photon flux density. And at these heights also we measured that, we counted the number of leaves and took one leaf at random. And this one leaf, we measured the area, and from that, we were able to determine the total leaf area per segment. We also took a sample from three quadrants, and this sample was dissected into 5 centimeter segments. And for each segment, we measured the dry matter. We also determined the crude protein content, ADF and NDF. And we did this using a near-infrared spectrophotometry. And to be able to predict these variables, we modified equations by Parsons, and we hypothesized that at least one of these variables, including the proportion of alfalfa in the mixture, the height within canopy, the intercepted photosynthetic photon flux density and total leaf area, as well as specific leaf area, will have a linear relationship with the either of the predicted variables. So I'll present to you the results, and this is dry matter from June, and we took data twice per year. So as you can see, this chart has height on the y-axis and dry matter on the x-axis. And the blue represents alfalfa monocrop. Red is meadow brown grass monocrop, and gray is meadow brown grass alfalfa mixture with 50% legume, and yellow is meadow brown grass alfalfa mixture with 30% legume. So looking at this chart, we see a leveling off of dry matter yields for both mixtures and monocrop as you move from 0 to 20 centimeter heights. But above that, there is a decline in yields towards the top of the canopy. But there is a spike in yield up to 10 centimeter for grass monocrop. But another increase in yield was observed above 45 centimeters for meadow brown grass monocrop and also mixtures. When we fitted this data in our model, and remember, this is transformed data. So we observed an R-square value of 83% and root mean square value of 1.96, which is very good compared to what is recommended as the best equations, which have R-square value of 1 and root mean square value of 0. So when we fitted observed versus expected values, we equally found very good fit with an R square value of 0.83 and root mean square value of 1.8. Moving on to crude protein, we see a general increase in this variable as you move up the canopy for both mixtures and alfalfa monocrop, but there was not much increase for the meadow brown grass monocrop. When we fitted the data, we found an R-square value that is quite high, 0.99, and the root mean square value almost meet what others have obtained, although not as good. So we also observed that although height had a positive relation with crude protein, the total leaf area had a negative slope, which is unusual, but we suspect some confounding effects of the floral parts from meadow brown grass at the top side of the canopy. Anyway, when we fitted the data comparing the observed versus predicted values, we found an R-square value of 0.87 and root mean square value that was quite good, of 23.9, almost similar to what I presented before for previous equations. Okay, I'll go to acid detergent fiber, an inverse trend compared to crude protein. For mixtures, we find almost leveling off of the values between 0 and 15 centimeters, but as you move up the canopy, there's an almost linear decline in this variable towards the top of the crop. For grasses, the ADF increases slightly towards the mid canopy and then drops off. So we fitted the data in our model and we found also similarly good R square value of accounting for 85% of variation in NDF from these variables and root mean square error of 25.3. However, it was unusual to just have photosynthetic photon flux density as one of the reliable predictors. Possibly there were proxy effects of branching and not really the light itself. So we fitted the data from observed and predicted values, and we obtained an R-square of 0.85 and root mean square error of 20.7. For NDF, we saw almost similar trend as ADF, a general decline in this variable towards the top of the canopy for mixtures and monocrop, and a slight increase towards the mid canopy for Medobrobrus monocrop. But when we fitted the value in our, model, we found a very high root mean square error indices, and of course very good R squared. So when we compared observed versus expected values, we equally found a high root mean square error of over 40%, or 40 grams per kilogram. In conclusion, light interception and leaf area potential indices for predicting forage yield and quality, particularly for acid detergent fiber, where light gave very good measures, and we intend to develop these equations to help growers make decision on choice of seeding ratios, and even extend this to other species and also other areas. I want to end there and thank you for listening.
For questions.
The 50-50 70-30 were seeding rates, right?
Yes.
Were you able to maintain the proportion throughout the growing season?
The seeding weight, the question is whether we were able to maintain the seeding weights,
the
seeding ratios.
Yeah, no, not the seeding, but the biomass proportion.
Okay, the biomass proportion over seasons.
Yeah.
All right, so there are changes that we observed. We have been taking the botanical separates and watching over the changes in weights, and we see increasing dominance of grass as time goes by, and much less alfalfa contribution as time goes by. So we speculate that grass eventually increases and dominates the crop.
Do you think if there is any management practices you can use to maintain that ratio to reduce grass competition a bit?
The management is, I think, one of it is to have possibly more frequent cut, and of course, if you maintain optimum conditions, you expect almost equivalent representation from each species. But we are also trying to look at whether much more different ratios eventually have implications on this. I don't know whether that helps.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, Mr.
Thank you, sir.